Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Marlene Hammond and her sister Priscilla Hammond, polygamist wives from Centennial Park, Arizona, talk about the Short Creek Raid of 1953, which at the time was described as the largest mass arrest of men and women in modern American history.
It was in the heat of the summer, and they came in and they took them in, incarcerated them in the schoolhouse, and so they were separated from their families, and they would not allow the families to go eat in their homes. They set up a cook camp out in a field in the heat. It had actually been raining, so it was muggy, and then it had dried out, and people had to go out there and eat. They couldn't be eating in their own homes, and it was very oppressive for many of us. And then they took the men down to Kingman, Arizona, and put them in jail there. Before they brought them back, they had the ladies and the children were all put on buses and taken away. And they planned to adopt the children out and destroy the records to try to obliterate our culture.
This was not the first time that they had done this, because when our father was newly married to his first two wives in 1944, they had come in and he had been arrested at that time also. So this was actually the second time that our father had been arrested for the practice of plural marriage in his life. And while it's very much a part of our religion and our belief in the fundamental principles that Joseph Smith established, the laws against it have been very cruel in a way to our people that are practicing it, because it makes victims out of the people. And for this reason, the plural culture has become isolated, and we've isolated ourselves to protect ourselves. And so the 53 raid was on a much larger scale than the 44 raid, of course, because every woman and child was taken from the community. So my own mother was taken to Phoenix and put on a milk truck and dropped off on the doorstep of a total stranger who opened the door to her and her three little girls and said, "Well, I don't know what you're doing here," because I had asked for a boy to come and live with me. And so she took them out and led them out behind her home into an old tool shed that she had cleaned out. And she had put two little cots in this tool shed. And she said, "This will be your new home away from home." And when my mother saw that and the conditions that she was going to have to live in there in the heat of Phoenix, she sat down on the edge of the cot and started to cry. And the lady said, "Well, Mrs. Jessup, when you break the law, you have to be punished, don't you?" But just 3 weeks later, she went into labor with her fourth child, and this lady had dropped her off on the hospital steps when she had started into labor and said that she would have to go home and take care of my mother's three little girls because there was no one else to take care of them. There my mother was on the steps of an unfamiliar hospital and unfamiliar faces and all alone and far from home and far from her husband and any loved ones, and she was very frightened, of course. And as soon as she went into the desk and told them what she was there for and who she was and where she had come from, they immediately treated her very cool, and they weren't kind at all. She said that the doctors whisked her into a room, and when she came to, she realized that they had put her clear out to have her baby, and so she was unaware of anything that had gone on during that time period. They had done this without her permission. And when she came to, there was no baby, and she asked about her child and the newborn and said, "Where's my baby?" And no one would answer her. And she said that she literally pled for 48 hours with doctors and nurses and anyone who came into the room to tell her if her baby was dead or alive, or if her baby had problems, or why they wouldn't let her see it. And she said no one would give her any kind of answers. Later, after 48 hours, they finally brought her little daughter into her brand new baby and put it in her arms and told her not to get attached to this baby because she could just see it. She was able to see her for just a few minutes. But after this experience, she realized that it was told to her that during this time period, the lawyers had been working frantically to figure out a way to adopt the child out without her ever seeing it or getting attached to it. Because, like Marlene said, they were trying to obliterate polygamy. But they realized soon after they got looking into the books there of the laws of Arizona that it was impossible to adopt a child out without the consent and the written consent of both parents. So they were not able to accomplish that deed of adopting my sister out. And I've often thought about that experience and thought how empty my life would have been without being raised with her, because she was such an angel. Our father, it came down to Phoenix unbeknownst to the law officers and gave her a blessing and a name, and he named her Nan, which stood for no attachment, nowhere, because at that time they were just made wards of the state, all of the children.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.